Today's episode of Locked On Pirates is brought to you by Spotify Green Room. Spotify Green Room is the awesome app that allows you to talk to fans just like me and yourself on a first social audio platform. The app is free to download, and once you're in, you can talk with fans, athletes, and insiders in real time about your favorite team or sport. Today's episode of Locked On Pirates is proudly brought to you by Spotify Green Room. And on today's episode, are the Pirates going to stifle another team's playoff chances this upcoming week? They finally get it done in Cincinnati, and a certain somebody propelled the Bradenton Marauders to their first playoff win of the postseason. All of that and more on today's episode of Locked On Pirates with your boy, Ethan Smith, who does the most.
You are Locked On Pirates, your daily Pittsburgh Pirates podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
What's going on, everybody, and welcome back to the Locked On Pirates podcast today on Wednesday, September 22nd. I am, of course, your host, Ethan Smith, Pittsburgh Pirates analyst, and thank you once again for choosing the Locked On Podcast Network for your daily listening about the Pittsburgh Pirates. Again, I hope you all have had a phenomenal Wednesday, as you're probably listening midday as we're coming out with this podcast, probably around 4 or 4:30-ish, depending on how long it takes me to edit today. That's just because I've been at work and we're getting things done. But you know who else has been at work is the Pittsburgh Pirates, as they finally got their first victory of the season at Great American Ballpark last night, 6-2, in just what was, to me, like, they just outmatched the Reds last night. If you wanted my main takeaway from watching that game last night, they outmatched the Cincinnati Reds at almost every turn. I mean, both teams had the same amount of hits, but Mitch Keller, for once, looked like he was really on. 5 2/3, 2 earned runs, 2 Ks, 4 walks. The 4 walks, kind of nice to cut down. It would be kind of nice to cut down, but he didn't allow a lot of runs alongside of it like he normally does. And, of course, the offense, which has actually not been as bad as it was months ago. Like, if you had to tell me what offense I would rather have from the 2021 Pirates, it's this one. I know that includes Adam Frazier way back when, a couple months ago, which is kind of funny because the Pirates, as of right now, have more wins than the Padres since that trade, since August, I believe. But Ben Gamel has been absolutely phenomenal this season. They had him in the 5-hole yesterday. His average has jumped up to 250. He had a home run last night, of course. That was his only hit. But when Brian Reynolds or Colin Moran or Jacob Stallings or any of these other big-name players have struggled, Ben Gamel has been there to realistically be kind of the crutch to fall on for the Pittsburgh Pirates this season. And once again last night, he kind of got the scoring going for him. It was 1-1 or 1-0 in the top of the fourth. He homers the right field. Boom. 1-1. And guess what? After that, they only allowed one more run. And I've said it, and I'll say it again. I will say it until the day that I don't have to say it anymore, to drive it into all of my listeners' heads, because you already know what I'm going to say. Key Brian Hayes needs to be the leadoff hitter for the rest of this year and going into 2022. The kid is awesome in the leadoff spot. He's awesome in the leadoff spot, and you can't be mad at it at all. Ever since they put him there, he's just done phenomenal. His average is up to 259. He's up to 33 RBIs. His OPS is almost up to a 700 again. If you look at his stats and his splits, I mean, his splits right now, he's been doing awesome. Let's look at his stats for the last 15 days. 302 average, 321 on-base percentage, 340 slugging with a 661 OPS. In his last 30 days, which is basically around the time when they started throwing him in the leadoff spot, he has a 713 OPS. Since the beginning of August, he had a 610 in August. He has a 709 in September OPS. Key Brian Hayes as a leadoff hitter is the best thing that this offense could have asked for, realistically, because him and Ben Gamel have been absolutely phenomenal. And you also see what he's doing a lot better right now. he's doing a lot better at hitting that fastball that he wasn't hitting at the beginning of the year, where we were all saying, okay, well, whenever he got hurt and came back, what was his main struggle? The up and in fastball. The up and in fastball was just killing him, and pitchers knew it. Now he's not letting it kill him anymore. And you saw yesterday, he was 3-for-5, had an RBI. I think he's going to continue to do this for the rest of the year. I know there's only 11 or 12 more games, but I think Key Brian Hayes needs to continue to be the leadoff hitter heading into 2022, because it's done wonders for him. I mean, wonders. And then another takeaway that I'll take from this game is we talked about Yoshi Tsutsugo yesterday and how he's making a case to get a 40-man spot. Cole Tucker, man, he's going to be a tough decision for Ben Cherington in this offseason. And it sucks. Because there's a logjam there right now. But Cole Tucker, man, this kid here, he is making it very difficult. His last 7 days, 421 batting average, a over 1 OPS, 1.033 to be exact. Over his last 15 days, a 265, 297, 382 slugging with a 680 OPS. He's only struck out 10 times in the last 15 days, has 3 RBIs in the last 15 days, 2 walks, and a pair of doubles and a triple to his account in 34 at-bats. Cole Tucker looked dead in the water a month and a half ago. And it just didn't look good. Now, he's making a case. He's really making a case to be on this team next year. And it's kind of scary because, again, a lot of people really expected Cole Tucker to just pretty much be gone after this. And there's still a chance that he will be. I mean, he's not like ridiculously good right now. I mean, he's still batting below 220. But when you also look at what he's done in the past month or so, he's put the Pirates brass on notice and has even said himself that he's locked in until October 5th. October 5th, the last day of the year. He's locked in until that day comes. So we'll see. And those are my takeaways from yesterday. Ben Gamel did great. Cole Tucker possibly making a case for himself. Mitch Keller looked okay. He didn't look great, but it was a win, which is rare for him. It was his 5th win of the year, which is actually interesting. But it's very rare for him. Cole Tucker is making his case. Key Brian Hayes needs to remain the leadoff hitter. And the Pirates really have a chance to stifle some playoff hopes here. I think they already did it with the Reds by beating them 3 times out of 5 tries. And now they have the chance to do it again against the Phillies. But before we get into that upcoming series against the Phillies and how the Pirates could ruin that for their cross-state arrivals, today's episode is brought to you by Spotify Green Room. This episode is brought to you by Spotify Green Room. Green Room is the first social audio platform made for sports fans. The app is free to download, and once you're in, you can talk with myself, other fans, athletes, and insiders in real time about the Pittsburgh Pirates or Major League Baseball or your favorite team or sport. Green Room is a perfect place to start or join conversations about Major League Baseball. You'll find fans just like yourself and myself on Green Room for watch parties, debates, post-game breakdowns, and of course, reacting to big news or rumors. Be sure to join me at the end of this week, as I think I'm going to finally get back on Green Room this week, so that should be fun. You can even find Locked On hosts across NBA, MLB, and NHL. Of course, make sure you go download the Green Room app on all iOS and Android devices, and we are sure to see you there. Spotify Green Room, changing the way we talk sports. BetOnline.ag is also a sponsor of today's episode. We're back and better than ever. All eyes are on the gridiron as teams are back on to start another football season. As always, BetOnline is your number one spot for all the pro and college football action this season. With a new updated site and interface, which I've seen because I've already been winning some money on BetOnline.ag, even more odds, props, and contests, BetOnline.ag continues to be the number one source for everything football. Head to the website or use your mobile device today to sign up and receive your 100% welcome bonus. That's double your initial deposit just for signing up. Don't forget to use the promo code NFL100 or Locked On for that 100% welcome bonus. Basically doubling your money, guys, from football, basketball, boxing, right to your favorite Vegas casino games. Don't wait to take advantage of all of the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. And make sure you use promo code Locked On for that 100% welcome bonus. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Alrighty, everyone, and welcome back to the Locked On Pirates podcast, a part of the Locked On Podcast Network, where it's your team, your Pittsburgh Pirates, every single day. I am, of course, your host, Ethan Smith, Pittsburgh analyst and super fan, covering the Pittsburgh Pirates here on the Locked On Podcast Network, Monday through Friday. It is Wednesday, September 22nd. And where things stand at the time of recording in terms of the NL wildcard, your Pittsburgh Pirates may be second to last in the National League to the Arizona Diamondbacks, but they have played a major role in what is going on right now in this NL wildcard race. The Cincinnati Reds, for example, are now four games out of first place. This does not help the fact that they lost to the Pirates in a series before playing the Dodgers, who the Dodgers also beat them 2 out of 3, much like the Pirates did the weekend before. They then lost 2 out of 3 to the Cardinals and the Cubs. So the Reds have been on a downward spiral, and the Pirates have just continued it. Of course, the Reds came back on Monday to win 9-5. Pirates last night said, pal. We're getting our first win in Great American Ballpark this year, and we're making sure you don't make the playoffs. And with that said, they are now four games behind the St. Louis Cardinals, who are currently on the longest winning streak in baseball at 10 games. And you look at St. Louis right now and who they're playing the Brewers. Now, there's no chance that they really catch the Brewers unless the Brewers have the biggest catastrophic collapse that we've ever seen in the history of baseball. The Brewers and Cardinals play tonight at 7:40. The Brewers are 91-60. The Cardinals are 81-69. So they're 9 games back, or about 10 games back if you do the math correctly. So they would basically have to sweep Milwaukee all the way through the rest of the year. And they still play them 5 more times, including tonight. So it's not out of the picture that the Cardinals could compete for the division, but I don't think they do. I think the division is done. But what the Cardinals have done over these past 10 days has just been nuts. They've beaten the Brewers already in their first 2 games of the series, 2-1 and 5-2. They swept the Padres. They swept the Mets. And their last loss was to the Reds on September 10th. It is September 22nd. And they have not lost a game since then. And even before that, they drew with the Dodgers in a series. So you listen to the teams that I just mentioned, though. They've beaten the Mets. They swept the Mets. They swept the Padres. They tied a series against the Reds. You then look at where the Mets sit. I saw this tweet today. So I'm going to go ahead and bring it up to you because we're kind of covering everything going on in the National League. But there's a little fun stat here. The Detroit Tigers, the Cleveland Indians, and nearly the Los Angeles Angels, who are all 74-76, 74-78, and 72-79, all nearly have a better record than the New York Mets. Ryan Finkelstein, I feel so bad for you, dude. I feel so bad for you. Because your Mets have the most talent they've arguably had in a while. And the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians have a better record than you. That is insane to think about. Now, here's the thing where things get interesting with the National League and how the Pirates can really mess things up. So, at the time of recording, the Atlanta Braves are in the middle of a series against the Arizona Diamondbacks. They already won the first game last night, 6-1. No surprise there. They're 3 games above the Phillies at the moment. the three, they also play a series to end the month. So, and it's in Atlanta. So the Pirates here hold a lot of weight because, yes, the Arizona Diamondbacks, you can expect that they're going to probably, like, they're already going to probably lose those games. But maybe the Diamondbacks find a way to win one of those games. And the Phillies, let's say tonight, for example, as an example, the Orioles lose, or like the Phillies beat the Orioles like they should, like they did yesterday, and the Braves lose to the Diamondbacks. So that would place the Phillies, who would be entering this four-game series against the Pittsburgh Pirates, 2 games behind the Braves. Now, why do I bring this up and why it's so important? Because the Braves, after the Diamondbacks, while in the middle of the series with the Pirates, like with the Phillies being in Pittsburgh, I believe it's in Pittsburgh. Is it in Pittsburgh or is it in Philly? Sorry. But either way, when I look at this, before the two play each other, the Phillies play us, the Pittsburgh Pirates, in a 4-game set. The Atlanta Braves, after this Diamondback series concludes tomorrow night on Thursday, have to play the San Diego Padres, who are also fighting for a wild card spot still, in San Diego. So, advantage Phillies if the Braves lose that series and the Phillies beat us 3 out of 4. But, I'm here to say but again. I have a theory about Derek Shelton. I think Derek Shelton is getting this team hyper. And I think he's saying, you've already virtually took the Reds out by beating them 3 out of 5 games. And I hope you guys are enjoying this, by the way, because I'm enjoying laying this out for you, because I think it's great. I love playoff baseball. I love the end of September. And the Pirates, again, 57-94. They have 5 losses to give before they can take 100 loss. That's kind of insane based on what you thought the Pirates were going to do this month. And you look at who they play. Phillies, Reds, Cubs, Reds. The one Reds game is mixed in there on Monday now because it's a makeup from today because we don't get to see the Pirates play today. Can the Pirates only lose 5 games down the stretch? I was counting, guys, sorry. Can they do that? They only play one more game in Great American Ballfield or Great America Park. It's very possible. That's why I'm going to tell this to the Phillies fans. Don't expect Pittsburgh to come into Philadelphia and just lay an egg. Of course the Phillies are going to be favored in this series. They're trying to make the playoffs, for Christ's sake. Of course the Pirates aren't going to be favored in any series they really play. Maybe against Chicago, but that's it. And even Chicago is probably going to be favored in that series. But guess what? It doesn't matter. Because Ben Gamel, Key Brian Hayes, Brian Reynolds, even Colin Moran, Yoshi Tsutsugo, that offense has been pretty good as of late. They've been sticking with teams. And if the Pirates can get even remotely any good starting pitching against the Phillies in this series, I'm here to tell you first, the Phillies could be in trouble in their playoff run as well. And you know who's feasting on what the Pirates are doing right now? The St. Louis Cardinals and the Atlanta Braves. Because the St. Louis Cardinals, if the Reds handle business against the Pirates like they should have been, for all intents and purposes, and this is coming from the host of Locked On Pirates, and Jeff Carr, I know if he was here, would agree with me, as that's like the third host I've mentioned on this pod today. The Pirates should have never had, they should never be in a game against Cincinnati this year. And they were, because they fight hard and they're good, they're still major league players. But on paper, the Reds are a better team. If the Reds do not lose a game to the Pirates, instead of losing 3 of 5, like they did over the course of these last 5 games that they've played, do the math yourself. They would be so much closer to St. Louis than they are right now, and St. Louis would be breathing, having the Reds breathe down their neck, even in the verge of a 10-game winning streak. Think about how important that is. That's nuts. The Phillies are the same way right now. The Atlanta Braves are probably the biggest Pittsburgh Pirates fans they could be this upcoming weekend. Dylan Short, I'm here to tell you, root for the freaking Pittsburgh Pirates. Because if we beat the Phillies 3 out of 4, that division is done. I'm here to tell you first, if the Pirates split or like win this series against the Philadelphia Phillies, the Phillies are done and the Reds are done. I'm here to tell you first. And if the Pirates beat the Reds one more time, the Reds are done. Who would have thought the Pirates would have this much to do with the playoff race this year? Because I didn't. I saw the schedule. I knew they played the Reds a lot. I knew the Reds were a contending team. But at one point, the Reds looked like they were going to run away with the second wildcard spot until they lost 6 series in a row. Now, the NL wildcard is as fun as it has ever been this year, for the most part. And it gets better because the Pittsburgh Pirates, if, again, as I said, if the offense sticks with the Phillies and the Reds for those 4 more games. So they play the Phillies 4 times and the Reds 4 more times. If the Pirates split or win those sets of games, the Phillies and the Reds will not make the playoffs and be scrambling in the offseason to figure out how can we beat the Pittsburgh Pirates. That's my sarcasm ending to that rant. And today's episode, of course, is brought to you by our great friends at Built Bar. Did you know that Built Bar has so many delicious flavors? There's something for everyone. When you talk to a Built Bar fan, they're definitely passionate about their faves. If you don't know about the Built Bar flavors, well, you're missing out. Coconut, cherry barcia, raspberry, mint brownie, double chocolate, salted caramel, strawberry, orange, cookies and cream, and German chocolate. Know what my favorite flavor is? Cookies and cream, but they recently sent us a chocolate chunk flavor that's been very good. I appreciate it, Built Bar. We appreciate it here at Locked On Pirates. Your host, Ethan Smith, really does. And if you haven't tried all those flavors that I mentioned, you can get a mix box where you'll get 2 of each of the 9 flavors. Not only are Built Bar flavors the best tasting, but they're healthy too. Check out the macros, 17 to 18 grams of protein, calories ranging from 130 to 180, only 4 to 5 grams of sugar and net carbs, amazing flavors, all tasty, all healthy. Built Bar is also the official protein bar of the U.S. track and field team. It's pretty cool, isn't it? Go to BuiltBar.com and use the promo code LOCKEDON or LOCKED15, it's one of the two, and you'll get 15% off of your order when you invest in the best protein bars on the market. And today's episode is also brought to you by DirecTV. Get your TV together. Does this sound familiar? You've got one device that lets you catch the game live, another that lets you stream your favorite shows, you're watching sports highlights on your phone, and you've got your neighbor's best friend's login for the good stuff. Well, I want to tell you about a simple way to get all that entertainment you love without the hassle, and a great way to finally get your TV together. It's called DirecTV Stream, and it brings your live TV and on-demand favorites together like never before, so you can watch your favorite sports, movies, and shows all in one place. That means no more juggling remotes and no need to buy another device ever again. And the best part, there's no annual contract. So get rid of the clutter and the confusion and get your TV together with DirecTV Stream. You can learn more at DirecTV.com. Compatible device required. Content varies by package. And when we return from my short break, we're going to talk about a certain somebody that propelled the Bradenton Marauders to their first win of the playoffs in Game 1, and why Bradenton and Greensboro, as I mentioned yesterday, might make a push in the playoffs, and we'll be right back. All right, everybody, and welcome back to the final segment of today's episode of Locked On Pirates. I am your host, Ethan Smith. Who does the most? And I'm assuming you all liked my little rant about the Pirates possibly, you know, messing up with the Phillies and the Reds and making the playoffs. And, you know, I always like to throw little jabs every once in a while. I'm like Floyd Mayweather when he boxes. He throws a jab in there too, knows he's going to win, and then backs up and runs away for the rest of the fight. No, I'm just kidding. I don't do that. But the Bradenton Marauders and the Tampa Tarpons. I'll have to get a fact check on how to Tarpons. That's what it is. I was thinking tarpon. Yeah. See, look, I might know what I'm talking about when it comes to baseball, but sometimes these single-A names, they go kind of crazy, these low-A East names. But the low East playoffs did start yesterday for the Bradenton Marauders. It was also supposed to start for the Greensboro Grasshoppers in high-A East. That game got postponed to tonight. So the Greensboro Grasshoppers, I talked about them yesterday in length, how Nick Gonzalez, Leover Peguero, Carmen Majinski, Quinn Priester, Tinashe Thomas, all the top prospects down there have been phenomenal and why they're going to be integral to what the Pirates are trying to do here in the future. In Bradenton, you got some fun stuff going on as well, as the Bradenton Marauders won on a walk-off walk after a two-hour rain delay. So they beat the Tampa Tarpons 4-3 to go up 1-0 in the series. Andy Rodriguez, I know I've mentioned that name before. It's been a while since I've said Andy Rodriguez's name. Catcher down there in Bradenton had a nice 4-for-5 game last night. 4-for-5 for him. I watched some of this game. 2021, he's had a very good 2021, guys. I haven't talked about him a lot. He's a 21-year-old catcher, of course. He's kind of got lost in the mix with all of the other players that have been picked up in deals and stuff like that, and Henry Davis getting drafted. But, I mean, 294 average, 15 home runs, 73 RBIs, 892 OPS. In his career, 288, 19 home runs, 110 RBIs, 873 OPS. He was a big reason why that Marauders team was able to get the victory yesterday. I actually believe he was the one, that knocked in the tying run with an RBI single, which was his fourth hit. And then Abraham Gutierrez was the other player who was involved that got the walk. Some other notable players there, of course, Gutierrez was 1-for-3. Ordonez was 2-for-4. Michael Escoto, another guy I haven't mentioned in a very long time, was 2-for-4 as well. Hudson Head got some action in this game as well. So you got to see a bunch of different stuff. Florenziano was the pitcher who would end up, I believe, he didn't pick up the victory, but solid outing by him. 6 innings pitched, 1 earned run, 7 strikeouts. Samaniego came in, 1 inning pitched, and scoreless baseball. And then there was a blown save, which is why the game was kind of where it was anyway. But then Montaut would pick up the win in 2 innings pitched. So, realistically, Bradenton, again, I've said, and I said it on Monday, and a lot of people seem to like this quote, that a MLB team is as good as their high A teams. And right now, both of the Pirates' high A teams are in the playoffs, and they both, I believe, will be playing tonight as well. As we scroll forward, yes, Bradenton and Tampa will be playing tonight. It will be Blaine Abatia versus Luis Ortiz for, I believe, you can't watch it on MILB.TV. Michael Escoto, Jackson Glenn, Abraham Gutierrez, Hudson Head, Alexander Mojica, all those guys, Andy Rodriguez, Sammy Siani, they're all going to be going for it for those Bradenton Marauders. And then the Greensboro Grasshoppers are also debuting tonight. I talked about it yesterday, but when it was kind of interesting, what ended up happening was the game got postponed. So, of course, they will now be playing today. So Greensboro going to look to follow suit with what Bradenton did yesterday. I talked about Greensboro in length on yesterday's podcast, so make sure you go check that out. Nick Gonzalez has had a phenomenal year. You guys loved that I shouted that out. Also, find our interview with him. It was a while ago, but it was a fun interview. And as far as the Pirates, they are not playing tonight because they would have already played anyway if it wasn't for the weather. But they are not playing at all. They will play the Phillies tomorrow. We will preview game one of that Phillies series on tomorrow's podcast, as well as following what Bradenton and Greensboro do. It's pretty fun to follow a playoff race, even though the Pirates are nowhere near it, even though they might be a big reason why a team doesn't make the playoffs. So you guys can follow me on Twitter at LockedOnPirates. That's where you can find this podcast on Twitter. You can also find me on Twitter at MVP_Ethan, where I talk about the Clippers, the Steelers, the Penguins, the Pirates, Georgia football, almost anything you can think about, I talk about it. And also, you can find this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you all so much for tuning in, as always, to the Locked On Pirates podcast on the Locked On Podcast Network, where it's your team every day. I am your host, Ethan Smith, Pittsburgh analyst and super fan, and Until next time, guys, I will see you on the flip side.